Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows. I am a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. One of my areas of specialty is cultural history.
Earthquake!
On this day, on the 29th of November, 2007, Barbadians were busy in their preparation for the 47th independence anniversary when suddenly the buildings began to shake violently, sending persons scampering for cover. The time was 3 p.m., Thursday, November the 29th, 2007. This date would be forever etched on our memories. With an epicenter 168 miles northwest of Barbados, the 7.4 magnitude earthquake rattled residents and visitors alike. For those of us born before 1953, when the island had its last serious quake, this was a truly traumatic event, as many recall feeling the sensation of lightheadedness. Others who were in bed felt a sudden rattling on the bed as though, quote, a man was hiding underneath the bed, unquote. At the 10-story Tom Adams Financial Center, those workers at the central bank were terrified as the building swayed from side to side, living up precisely to what it was supposed to do in the time of an earthquake. Panic-stricken Barbadians took to the telephone to check up on friends and relatives, only to cause congestion on telephone networks. Businesses closed, while those scampering to get home merely added to a huge traffic gridlock on roads leading out of the city. The big DLP Independence Rally, scheduled for Independence Square, was cancelled. In the end, no major structural damage was reported in the wake of the November 29th earthquake of 2007. Yet it was a grim reminder to a hitherto complacent populace that Barbados was not outside the range of serious seismic activity.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.